And in that you put what? You put in a pistol you put.
Well, he had the bullets, the shells.
Yeah.
And usually a Smith & Wesson, I believe, was a 5.5, and a Colt was 6.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They put
it's not a shell, they call bullets, they call them.
Yeah. In a rifle, you put what? You put them
You put bullets, too, in a rifle.
Yeah.
Cartridges are put, I believe, in a... I'm not really up on the time, but cartridges are put in a shotgun.
Yeah. Well...
But people travel. Now, that was a custom. I think it was a custom that was left over from Reconstruction times. You know, those things die slow. But by the time I had grown up, my daddy had abandoned that habit, you understand? And I know my grandmother used to speak about her husband. She would say his name was Hazael, which is a biblical, would take the road and he'd always have his pistol with him, his coat. A man didn't go to New Roads dressed like I am. This morning I was dressed just like that. I went to have a tie fixed. And I was dressed, but a man my age, in my position, when my father was a young man and my grandfather was already a man of certain, he had to have his tie and his coat and his pistol in his pocket. Now that's all something that happened 70 years ago, but it was a leftover from that period after the Civil War.
Now, after dinner, your say the dishes would be washed, and then to get the soap off, they
rinse them off.
Yeah,
you know.
You didn't have dishwashers, of course. You had something that you would call.
Well, they had a dish pan.
Yeah.
In fact, I got some here there.
And you do the dishes with a what? With a.
They would do them. They had a dish rag.
Yeah. And you dry them with a.
Well, they would put them in another dish pan and let them drip off and cover them. That was the custom.
Did you have anything to drink?
As soon as they got after dinner was finished, it was sleepy time down south. Everybody took a nap. The men that were in the house, the women folks, they went and took a nap. Usually a nap would last anywhere from 1.5 to 3 hours. Then they would get up in the afternoon and refresh themselves.
Yeah, they'd use a what? To bathe their face, they might use a what?
Well, a face rag, something like that.
Yeah, to wash it.
Oh, yes, and I wanted to tell you this. People in those days, when they did bathe, they used a wash tub.
Uh-huh.
You know what that is, a wash tub?
Yeah, a big old kind of...
Yeah. You see, they didn't have bathrooms. You know? They may have had the bathroom, but they didn't have the tub. There was no plumbing, you understand?
Yeah.
So if it was necessary, of course they didn't bathe as often as we do today. And I'm going to tell you a little story about this that happened. I remember this to this day when I was a kid. There's an old man lived in the community. And he came in the store one day, and it was cold as the devil. And I don't know how the conversation drifted around. There was a lot of loafing in stores, you know. In those days, that's what I'm talking about, happened 60 years ago. And somehow or other, it came up about a man taking a bath in wintertime. And he said he didn't have any confidence in a man. He didn't think much of him that took a bath in wintertime. Now, I'm going to tell you why he didn't have any confidence. Because in those days, they didn't have the facilities, the heating facilities. Or did they have the tubs, all that. In the old days, at that time, if they took a bath, they usually took it at night. They fired up the old kitchen stove, they heated water on the